Thanks, Peter. And as for the next news slot, Norwich is high in the league for amounts given to charity, and it's scarcely surprising given the number of charity events taking place in the city all the time, which we're always featuring. This week, there is the John Lewis Charity Christmas Jumper Day and gifts to the food bank by Aviva. A good deed is also recognised with an award to three policemen for helping save a man's life.
Norwich is among the most generous cities in the UK, according to new research into how much money individuals give to charity each year. The research found that people in Norwich gave an average of £115 to charity every year, compared with a UK-wide average of £99. Norwich ranked third in the top 10 most generous cities, just after Liverpool, which had an average of £120, and Southampton, which took the top spot with £142. The research comes a few weeks after the Co-op revealed a £35,000 funding boost to local good causes in Norwich through its membership scheme.
People across the city are getting in the festive spirit as Christmas draws closer, but perhaps none more so than the partners at John Lewis. Staff throughout the department store in Norwich donned a variety of Christmas jumpers in aid of Save the Children's annual fundraising event. Branch manager Richard Marks said, "This is the first time we've taken part in something like this. It's quite a step forward for us. I'm delighted with how many partners have taken part, and I'm really pleased with just how much they are loving Christmas Jumper Day." Staff at John Lewis across the company are taking part in the annual fundraising event and donating directly to Save the Children. The premise is that the people pay £2 to wear their most festive get-up to work, and the charity have raised hundreds of thousands over the years from this modern Christmas-giving tradition.
Staff at insurance giant Aviva have donated 30 crates of goods to Norwich Food Bank. Employees collected food, toiletries and some Christmas goodies, which were then given to the charity. Aviva's broker team also pitched in by heading down to the food bank's warehouse to help package up the goods ready for distribution. Organiser Lily Power from Aviva said, "Norwich Food Bank does such fantastic work for people and communities in need that we are proud to be able to offer support this Christmas. We initially hoped to fill a few boxes, so to get 30 crates full of goods is amazing. And that number is going to rise with people still donating."
Three Norwich policemen have received national recognition for their roles in saving the life of a man who collapsed and stopped breathing after a suspected drug overdose. PCs Stephen Jones, Ian McNaughton and Daniel Cook were called to the St Giles car park in St Giles Street, where they found a 46-year-old man in a state of collapse with a woman pumping his chest. While PC Cook was checking his vital signs, the man let out a breath and then stopped breathing completely. PCs Jones and McNaughton immediately began administering cardiac pulmonary resuscitation and within a minute managed to restore his breathing. Following their actions, PCs Jones and McNaughton have been awarded Royal Humane Society resuscitation certificates, and PC Cook is to receive a certificate of commendation. Thankfully, the officers were on the scene rapidly and began CPR more or less the moment he stopped breathing. The quicker this can be started, the more effective it is. They did a great job, and the man has now recovered from the ordeal. Mr. Chapman said the incident emphasised the value of as many people as possible, members of the public as well as members of the emergency services, getting trained to administer CPR. "No one wants to have to use it, but it can, as in this case, make the difference between life and death."
An iconic black and white image of brewer Gerald Bullard sitting on the iced over River Wensum in 1962 features on the pump clip of a brand new beer launched last week by Bullard's. Russell Evans, who revived the 180-year-old Bullard's brand 3 years ago, describes Bullard's mild as like a hazelnut latte with extra roasted coffee beans, which gives it an unusual nutty finish. Russell is very enthusiastic about this latest brew, which was always popular in its time, but has been given a modern twist to bring it bang into the 21st century. We're 3 years old this year, so decided to bring back what Bullard's was always renowned for, mild. It used to be the best mild in town. Our recipes aren't the old original ones, but we think people will like the chestnutty flavour of the new mild.